is Kristen, and welcome to Enkindle Family Scripture Reflections. Today we'll be looking at the readings for the 28th Sunday in Ordinary Time, 2020. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, you speak to us in and through your word. Everything in Scripture is meant for us to hear and to know and to believe. Everything in Scripture is meant to instruct us, inform us, and draw us closer to you. So as we read the Scriptures for this coming Sunday, Lord, help us to really see what it is that you want us to see. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. A few years ago, my family and I were at the beach in Florida, and we decided to go to a restaurant for lunch. And when we walked up to the hostess stand, we heard the manager there explaining to a customer that even though this restaurant was at the beach, customers were still required to wear shoes inside. And the customer was really becoming kind of furious. How dare the restaurant at a beach require people to wear shoes? It's so ridiculous. It's so absurd. It's so unfair. But the manager just calmly pointed to the sign that clearly had these words written on it: no shoes, no service. It really is a fair expectation, and wearing shoes is a sign that you respect the restaurant and you respect other customers. But the man really kept insisting that he should be allowed in even without shoes. He wanted to do what he wanted to do, and he didn't want to follow the restaurant rules. Eventually, he left, and we were allowed to be seated. But every time I read the gospel that we have for this Sunday, I think of that situation. In so many of our gospels, we see Jesus telling parables about God being abundantly generous, abundantly good, even ridiculously merciful. And all of that is true. God is generous, and he is good, and he is merciful. He really is, and it is absolutely important that we know all of that. But today's gospel also reminds us of something else that is true. God has rules and expectations, and being in a relationship with him really requires a certain way of living. Jesus tells us the parable about a king throwing a wedding banquet for his son. And remember, in parables, the king is God and the son is Jesus himself. And in Jesus's time, this kind of invitation is basically the most amazing thing you could ever get invited to. It's a huge banquet thrown by the king to celebrate the wedding of his son. It was a super important event. It would have been an amazing feast. It would have been basically the biggest and best party you could ever be invited to. And it would have been such an honor to receive an invitation to this kind of celebration. This story gets kind of crazy really fast, but it's actually the part at the end that I just keep thinking about. After the first round of guests refuse to come to the wedding, the king goes out and invites all new guests to the wedding. He sends his servants to the streets, and they literally just invite everyone they run into on the streets. Good and bad alike, everyone on the streets is invited. And now the banquet is full of guests, but the king notices that one man isn't wearing a wedding garment. He's not dressed appropriately, and the king becomes angry, and he throws the man out. Now, this might sound really harsh of the king. Why does he care what people are wearing? Seriously, he invited total strangers off the streets. Why is he suddenly now getting picky? But let's remember something important. This is a wedding banquet. The whole purpose of this feast is to honor the king's son. This isn't a picnic. This isn't just any old party. This banquet, this party, is to honor the king's son, and it was an amazing privilege to be invited. And the man who's not dressed appropriately, he knew all of that when he came. See, it's not actually about the garment or the clothes themselves. The wedding garment, the outfit, is an outward sign of something that's going on in the man's heart. And that's what the king is actually upset about. He's upset that the man basically wanted the food, he wanted the party, but he didn't want to honor the prince. He came for what he selfishly wanted to get out of the banquet, but he didn't have any respect for the whole purpose of the party or the person throwing it. The invitation to the wedding was free, but that doesn't mean that guests can just do whatever they want. This is a parable. It's a story that's meant to teach us something, And I think we can learn a lot from this man who comes to the banquet without the proper clothes. See, God is good. He's so good that he invites all kinds of people, unworthy people, to come and join in his life, to come and be friends with him. Unworthy people like you and me. But we need to remember that this amazing generosity and goodness really demands an appropriate response from us. So what is it that God is asking of us? What is it that he's expecting? Like the king in the parable was expecting a proper wedding garment from the wedding guest. He's asking us to live a life that honors and reflects the goodness that he has shown. He's asking that our choices and our behavior flow out of a heart that is grateful for God's goodness and is actually trying to grow in that goodness too. St. Paul says it this way: live a life worthy of the call that you have been given. God has given us amazing love and mercy and generosity. He has called us and invited us to come and share in his life. Like the man in the parable, this is an amazing gift that he is giving us. And what he asks of us is that we live our lives in a way that is worthy of that invitation. Just like the proper wedding garment was an outward sign of the guest's respect and desire to participate in the celebration that the king is throwing, we are supposed to live a life that respects and honors the goodness that God has shown us. And we're supposed to live a life that shows that we desire to actually participate and cooperate with what God is doing. God doesn't just ask this of us, he expects it. It's not optional. If we want to be part of God's life, we have to live a life worthy of his amazing invitation. When we love and respect God, we live differently. Our choices and our actions flow out of hearts that are full of his love, and we strive to grow in goodness so that we can be more like him. Now, we're never going to do this perfectly, but we have to at least try. Our actions are a sign of what's going on in our hearts. So let's ask God to allow our hearts to be full of his love and goodness, and then have the discipline and the courage that it takes to live life out of that love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord, we want to show you how grateful that we are that you've invited us to join in your life. We want to show respect for you as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We want to not only receive your goodness, but we want to participate in your goodness. We want to celebrate with you. Lord, give us the grace to live in your goodness and to have your goodness and your love so deeply rooted in our hearts that it affects our behavior, that we live differently because of your love and goodness, that we don't just expect you to give us all the good stuff and then expect that it's okay for us to do whatever we want. Lord, help us to see that we need to live a life that is consistent, that the love that you've poured out on us and into us is meant to flow out of us in and through our actions. Help us to realize it, help us to believe it, and help us to do it. We ask all this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks for listening to Enkindle. You can access show notes and links to subscribe to this podcast at numinous.fm/Enkindle. Be sure to visit ablazefamily.org to access all kinds of resources and tools to help each member of your family grow in their own relationship with the Lord. We'd love to hear from you. Feel free to send us an email at info@ablazefamily.org or visit us on Facebook at Ablaze Family Ministries.